Closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
9:06, you may have heard the breaking news from Fox News 6 minutes ago. An active shooter protocol underway at Fort Lee, that is south of Richmond, Virginia. It's about all we know at this point. Active shooter protocol was in place there. That was the Fox News alert 6 minutes ago. We'll keep an eye on that story. Fox News also all over the aftershocks that are possible after an earthquake of 6.2 magnitude on the Richter scale hit Napa, California. And this is always weird. I was in Napa, California last year, part of our Bay Area vacation. And it's just, boy, there's some big piles of rubble there. $100 million damage. And then they have the possibilities of the big one hitting Southern California that people have been wondering about for decades and decades and decades. The big one where the San Andreas Fault pulls Southern California into the Pacific Ocean. Maybe it will happen someday. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But that's one of the big stories. Again, the active shooter story for Lee, we will keep an eye on that. Just a couple of major stories out there that I wanted to both remind and make you aware of to start the hour. Now, anytime you want to join the show, you can. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, assuming Jason lets you in. But I mention that, but then I also say I ask this mostly rhetorically. Mostly rhetorically, because I'm sure someone will have an answer. My wife and I were at an outdoor festival yesterday, Art Street in Green Bay. Very, very nice day. We ran into friends, ended up sitting with them for lunch, chatted with them for, boy, probably about an hour. It was a couple where we've been trying to get together, and then we ran into them at a festival, and it's like, well, okay, then this is the get-together. And spent a lot of time walking around. It was sunny, hot, and humid. Which brings me to this observation. I saw two couples. They were not together. But there were two couples who both fit into this category. Obviously, they came to the festival on their Harleys. Again, separate, they didn't appear to be together. But both couples had something in common. They were wearing their Harley stuff. They had black leather on and blue jeans. I mean, I understand why you would ride a Harley that way. How the hell do you people walk around in sunny and 85 and muggy and that stuff? I just don't know how you do it. I was getting hot watching them. And they were there for a long time because we were there for a long time. And I'd walk around and see them again. Again, they weren't together. I'd see one, then I'd see the other, then I'd see one again, I'd see the other. They made me hotter just watching them. Black leather, and how can you not take that stuff off? You are much more resilient than I am. I would have been dying. It's like they're walking around. It's like, would you please take that thing off? I can't stand seeing you again. But they just kept walking around. Can you really get used to that? Because here's my question. Obviously, yesterday would have been a perfect day to take a Harley anywhere. If you're appropriately attired. But boy, you get there. I just don't know how you do it. Again, I ask it rhetorically. I'm not going to put anyone on the air explaining that. But it's just one of those observations. On Friday, we discussed a story out of Sheboygan where a woman is accusing her husband of beating her rather severely on her wedding night, their wedding night. And I brought up the issue. She alleges to police that he has been very violent with her before. And if she's telling the truth, how do you marry this guy? Which led to a very long and thoughtful discussion with phone calls and a lot of emails, probably more emails than we have received on any topic in a long time. And I made it clear I wasn't judging. It's just, if If you were not raised in an abusive household where nobody hit anybody else, the first time somebody hits you should be such a shock that it's going to be the last time somebody hits you. And I do struggle with how women still get trapped in this environment. I received a very thoughtful letter Friday night. I won't even use her first name. Hi, Jerry. I attempted to call the show numerous times today as you were discussing the issue of domestic violence and why women stay. The lines remain busy and I'm not surprised. I think this is as frustrating issue for many people, those affected, as well as those who just don't get why a woman would put up with this kind of treatment. I am a recovering victim of domestic violence, she writes. My now ex-husband was convicted and sentenced for his crimes. When I finally found the courage to get help, overnight I became a single mother of five with no income, no degree, and little to no work experience. I am speaking as one who's been there. Abusers have an uncanny ability to spot potential victims. I don't think this is always a conscious, rather an unfortunate combination of histories. I grew up in an abusive home, and as someone who possessed the need to control, I probably had a neon victim sign on my forehead. When my husband became abusive, I stayed initially because I was convinced his rage was connected to work stress. I reasoned within my own mind that this would get better once the stress had eased. Now, I would call this rationalizing. Back to her letter. As the months and years went by with no change, he had by this time eroded my self-worth to the point that I simply couldn't see outside my circumstances to something better, and my focus remained on being a better wife and mother for him. It was the proverbial boiling frog scenario. It doesn't make sense to an emotionally healthy person, but the longer a woman stays with a controlling and abusive man, the less likely she is to leave. See, and this was my point, though. If this woman's allegations in Sheboygan are true, she wasn't married to the guy. And that was my whole point in taking up the topic. Hers seemed to be a situation where I could make this decision right now. I can make this decision right now. I don't have to marry him. I don't have to codify this union in law. By the way, the situation has been resolved at Fort Lee Army Base in Virginia, according to Fox News. That's why I just couldn't get this. Now back to her email. It doesn't make sense to an emotionally healthy person, but the longer a woman stays with a controlling and abusive man, the less likely she is to leave. She may even tell herself that things will get better once they are married, have kids, have more money, ad nauseum. There's a high degree of emotional investment that is running parallel to declining self-worth. It usually takes a highly influential outside force or deliberate introspection, as in my case, for her to even begin to hope for something better. I felt compelled to write this email because I am all about helping victims of domestic abuse get safe and healthy, as well as educating those who don't get it simply because they don't have any experiences with this mindset. I'm going to be honest, I still don't entirely get it, and I'll get to that in a moment. Jerry, I hope this helps you within your own mind to get a bit of insight as to how this can happen. You were right when you said this crosses all boundaries of financial, social, and religious strata. I'm an intelligent, attractive, and insightful woman, and it still happened to me, sincerely, and then she leaves her name. Okay, the financial bonds, that has historically been seen as the strongest bond that an abuser has in holding the abused hostage. The proverbial golden handcuffs. Well, what is she going to do? I suppose that is always there to one degree or another. And again, I am not blaming the victim, but it still sounds like a degree of rationalizing to me. Here's the part I don't get, where she says, well, it was stress. It was this. It was that. I don't understand the excuse making from the start. Now, hers is a situation where she said she was raised in an abusive household. I can understand it more there. The example I gave on Friday, my daughters were not. They cannot imagine me ever getting physically violent or abusive in any way with their mother. It is foreign to them. And if a man were to do it to them, I would think the shock factor would be, no, you don't do this. And that the first time would be the last time. For a woman who is just marrying this guy and thinks it's going to get better because now they are bound by law as a couple, I do still struggle with. I'm just going to be honest. If she's telling the truth and he abused her prior to this relationship, I do still struggle with that. Coming up, there is a story out there, and you may have heard it in the news. That we should delay the start of the school day because teens don't get enough sleep. We'll get to that in the next half hour. It's 9:18.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.